The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, got into the boat, and went to the other side. This is the word of the Lord. A sign? Really? A sign? Come on now. Jesus had just fed the 4,000 and the 5,000 for that. And also think about the man who he healed, who could not hear and who could not speak. And think about when he'd walked on water, raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, healed the man who had a withered hand, and healed the paralytic lowered through the roof. Think of all of these miracles. And the Pharisees wanted a sign that Jesus was God, God the Messiah sent from heaven. Even if the Pharisees were not physically present for these miracles, certainly they must have heard of them. Even if they had not heard of them, certainly they had all of the prophecies of old. They knew of all of God's saving events. They knew about the rescue from the worldwide flood, the rescue from bondage in Egypt, the rescue from bondage to sin. They had the Psalms. They had all the other words of God that the Savior would do the very things that Jesus, in fact, did. Heal, cast out demons, and show mercy. No, Jesus was not going to give the Pharisees just another sign at their request. Jesus would give signs according to his timetable, not the Pharisees. Jesus was not some sort of a magic gumball machine. Put in the request, out comes the result, the treat. He was not a slave or a servant of the Pharisees. No one who would say, "Your wish is my command." The gall of those Pharisees to think that they could demand signs from Jesus when and where they wanted. Shame on those Pharisees. And how about us? If we're honest, don't we want signs from God as well? We have the same trials in our lives that the Pharisees had: financial difficulties, family difficulties, health difficulties, school difficulties, the challenges of Satan wanting to continually derail us from our faith. And so we too demand signs. You know about these. "Lord, if you love me, just let me pass this next test. Lord, if you're real, give me the bucks so I can go home to visit my family at this next break." Or for professors, "Lord, if you're real, let me finally get these grades in that are past due." Or if you're an administrator even, "Lord, give us the big donors that we need to show us you're real." All joking aside, we ask for these special signs in the face of the God who himself gives us our bodies and soul, eyes, ears, and all our members, our reason, and our senses, and indeed still takes care of them, and who richly and daily provides all we need to support this body and life. Yes, shame on the Pharisees, but shame on us. But also, shame on Jesus. Yes, shame on Jesus. The Pharisees' shame, your shame, my shame, the shame of the world which rejected its creator. All this shame put on Jesus, the shame of all put on him on the cross. You see, the Pharisees were given a sign, and you and I have been given a sign. And that sign is Jesus himself, the sign of a loving God who does not desire that we perish, the sign of a loving God who wants to take us through the trials of life, the sign of a loving God who is perfection and forgiveness himself, the sign of a loving God who takes on all of our sins for him, the sign of a loving God who comes to us in water and in word. Yes, our shame becomes Jesus' shame. Jesus became our shame for us, a blessed shame for a sinful shame. This is the sign of the Father's love for us. Now, at another time, Jesus chose to give the Pharisees and scribes the sign that he wanted, that they requested. He had just excoriated them for their hard-heartedness and called them a brood of vipers. He had warned of eternal judgment for those who do not repent. And then these Pharisees said, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." And in this instance, Jesus said, "Yes, you have the sign of the prophet of Jonah. Jonah, 3 days in the belly of the fish, dead, and then spit out of the mouth of the fish unto life. Jesus, crucified and dead for 3 days, and then spit out of the mouth of the tomb. That's the sign for you and for me. That's the one we need. That's the one the Pharisees needed. As we pass through the ordeals of life, the sign of Jesus crucified for you and for me. During this Lenten season, we simply repent of asking for personal signs that will somehow show us God's love. No, we simply rest on the sign that has been given to us, the shame of Jesus on the cross, our shame bought by Jesus, our shame placed on Jesus. Thanks be to God for the shame of the cross, our saving sign. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.